USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police moved in to clear and arrest the remaining protesters near the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing. Officials in Windsor, Ontario, say more than two dozen people were arrested peacefully, seven vehicles were towed, and five were seized. It happened near the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor to Detroit. The crossing is a vital link to the automotive industry. The protests were against Canada's COVID-19 protocols, a larger protest against those protocols in the Canadian capital of Ottawa that jammed downtown streets for more than 2 weeks, appears to be winding down. Mayor Jim Watson says he struck a deal with protesters to meet with them if they confined their protests to an area around Parliament Hill and move their trucks and other vehicles out of residential neighborhoods by noon on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.